I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 12. Coming up, World Bank technical team to visit Jamaica this week, 1,500 JPs to be trained this year, and NEPA working to update provisional development orders by next March. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030, efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. A technical team from the World Bank is slated to visit the island this week. The team comprises 11 members of the World Bank Group's Board of Executive Directors and is scheduled to arrive on Thursday, September 14 for a two-day visit. During the visit, the delegation will discuss Jamaica's development priorities, emerging opportunities and challenges, as well as World Bank Group WBG engagement in support of the country's efforts to reduce poverty and enhance prosperity. The representatives will meet with Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Finance Minister Audie Shaw, and other members of the cabinet, as well as key representatives from the private sector, civil society, and women entrepreneurs. Discussions with the government will also include the extent of assistance which the multilateral institution can provide in developing the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope Initiative. WBG board members are also expected to visit greenhouses to see results accomplished under the recently concluded Rural Economic Development Initiative Ready project administered by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF. The Justice Training Institute will this year train and sensitize more than 1,500 Justices of the Peace, JPs, in mediation techniques and restorative justice. Director and Principal of the Justice Training Institute, Karen Cambabasco, says the specialized training is delivered by experts within the field to better equip the JPs to assist citizens while carrying out their duties.
There are several other areas that we want to have the number of JPs trained. And we will continue the program in successive years to ensure that a large number of JPs are available to offer these services across the island.
Mrs. Cambabasco was speaking on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. Since February 2017, more than 400 persons have been newly commissioned to serve as JPs. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, says it's working to produce updated provisional development orders for the entire island by March 2018. A development order is a legal document outlining the framework, guidelines, and policies for planning and building on above or beneath a parcel of land. It enables the local planning authority as well as the town and country planning authority to regulate land developments within the area defined in the order. Manager of the Local Area Planning Division at NEPA, Dwight Williams, says 10 development orders have been drafted, with the Kingston and St. Andrew and the Pedro Keys, as well as the St. Mary development orders already made provisional in 2017.
We have St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, Hanover, St. Thomas, St. James, and Portmore. They are with the Jamaica Printing Service offices, and they are at different stages in preparation in terms of being provisional.
Four development orders were previously done for Portland, Manchester, Trelawney, and Negril and Green Island. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists that the Rio Nuevo to Lampkin Hill roadway in western St. Mary will be closed to vehicular traffic during the period September 11 to 15. This to facilitate the laying and curing of asphaltic concrete along the corridor between an area known as Brockway and Stewart Mountain. Communications officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says some 126 meters of asphaltic concrete will be laid at two locations in the identified area.
The NWA is currently undertaking a $300 million road rehabilitation work. What we're doing is that we're rehabilitating failed sections of the road corridor, regulating the existing surface and laying asphaltic concrete, building retaining walls, gabion basket walls, and we're correcting some sea drain.
During the period of works, motorists are being asked to use the Gale to Frankfurt Road as an alternative route if traveling from Gale to Content, Prospect, or the North Coast Highway. The road is expected to be reopened on Friday, September 15. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.